sorry today. Stay tuned in for 91.9 The Cave's Cave Creatures. Hey Kingston, I'm your host Owen, and welcome to CKVI 91.9 FM The Cave's Cave Creatures series. What you're about to hear is the second installment in this anthology, designed to raise awareness, spread knowledge, and protect the populace of Kingston from any supernatural creepy crawlies they may encounter. Today on the show, we're covering a very serious issue in town, water trolls living under the LaSalle Causeway. As we're sure you know, a variety of evil, disgusting beasts lurk in the shadows of Kingston's city limits, but few are as foul as the slurping, slimy, amphibious menace that is the Causeway Troll. Today, I'll be your guide to dealing with this menace. Using the Cave Creature Database, I've done extensive research and field work to help teach others how to identify, evade, and even catch these evil monsters. In a moment, I'll tell you the identifying characteristics of the creature to help you avoid a grisly fate. But first, here's Metric with one of their more recent subject-fitting tunes, Breathing Underwater.
Underwater.
Hi, and welcome back to CKVI 91.9 FM The Cave. That was Metric with Breathing Underwater, and I'm still your host Owen Dara for the second installment in the Cave Creatures series on Kingston's Causeway Trolls. Many supernatural experts have tried to document the existence of the infamous Causeway Troll, but very few have succeeded. Between the McMahon research expedition of 98 getting chomped and the resulting government censors on the subject, aspiring knowledge seekers have either been deterred or federally blacklisted, until now. My work with the Cave Field team has helped bring a lot of new info to light, and we feel that these supplementary details are vital to the well-being of the community and future troll hunters alike. Before we get into that, however, if you're going to be learning about these beasts in their current state, we'll have to do a quick rundown on their history in the human world. Trolls were first documented by Norse folklorists in Scandinavia sometime between 200 and 300 AD. There is much debate over the origins, as many spoken tales claim to far predate any writings on the subject. As few of the more cognitive trolls are willing to come forward, and those that do know about as much as we do on their origins, most of this history has been compiled between many sources, from the original Norse appearances to modern historians. Trolls were first described as beings who would dwell in isolated rocks and caves, far from human villages and forests and mountains. Living in solitude or small family packs, they reportedly varied in temper. Some were known to avoid and hide from human sight with an animalistic fear, but others stormed villages, burning houses and kidnapping children. Troll genealogy is still unknown. Whether they were a distinct race of humans, or a mutation, or an entirely different species altogether is still up to speculation, and few advances to that end have been made at all. For a time, trolls became less wary of human civilization. Many tales tell of trolls wandering forest paths and conversing with human travelers, as documented in Snorri Sturluson's poem, anglicized as the language of poetry. However brief this time period was, the stories and documents from the era have proven invaluable as an insight into the troll psyche and possible deterrence. These highly aided our research team, and we may have perished without them. Since the latter end of the first century, trolls have been laying fairly low. As the Dark Ages passed and humanity prospered, they were one of the many supernatural species to fall to the wayside, pushing them farther into their natural solitude. They have become creatures of the night, feeding on unsuspecting passers-by, and their intellect should not be underestimated. They've learned how to hide undetected right under our noses, and, in many cases, our bridges, for centuries. Now that you know a bit about their history, we can move on to identifying and defending against these lurking terrors. We'll get right into that after the break, but first, enjoy some classic Nordic folk music. After this, we'll hear Kingston band P.S. I Love You with the title track off of their album Meet Me at the Muster Station. And speaking of the Wolf Island Ferry's Muster Station, if you look in the right direction at the right time, you might just be able to spy some of these trolls under the causeway. Here's the tune. We'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back to CKVI 91.9 The Cave. That was P.S. I Love You with Meet Me at the Muster Station, and I'm still your host Owen Dara for the second installment in the Cave Creatures series on Kingston's Causeway Trolls. So, you're an aspiring troll hunter, or a wary Kingstonian, and you need to know what to do when you've got one of these beasts on your hands, right? Look no further. We here at The Cave have done extensive research into tactics and tools to help stop you from landing in any troll's belly. When dealing with one of the creatures, it is necessary to always be wary of them trying to sneak behind you. Although large and slow, they are cunning and absolutely deadly if unseen. Make sure to always be aware of your surroundings, keeping obstacles behind you, and constantly looking for escape routes. Centuries of exile in the darkness have caused trolls to develop an acute sensitivity to light, making a good flashlight one of your most important tools, both offensively and defensively. We here at The Cave do not condone attacking these creatures needlessly, for fear or for sport, and believe that you should only use the following advice sparingly, if absolutely necessary. When fighting a troll, it is the most important to remember their weaknesses: light, as mentioned before, extreme heat, and a crippling fear of cats. The best tactic for taking down one of the beasts is to shine your flashlight directly into their eyes, which will effectively blind them and render them defenseless for approximately 40 seconds. Their eyes will adjust quite quickly, and it is absolutely vital that you strike in this time. As it is slightly impractical to carry anything extremely hot while troll hunting, my team devised a way to incapacitate trolls for an extended amount of time: kittens. Trolls hate cats, but they especially fear fluffy kittens. If you're able to ensure that one is on hand and is the first thing that the troll sees after regaining vision, the monster will almost definitely faint, allowing you to attack or capture it. I hope this advice helps you in your travels. This was the Trolls edition of Cave Creatures, and I've been your host, Owen Dara. Thanks for listening. I got a monster in my closet. Someone's underneath my bed. Thank you for listening to this installment of CKVI Educational Radio's Cave Creatures series. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now stay tuned for more of our daily programming.